This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. A new tool will allow visitors to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield to explore Lincoln's life through a digital reality. The app Lincoln Unlocked provides an interactive experience with extra history lessons and guided tours all through your digital device. Executive Director Christina Schutt says visitor feedback led to the idea of offering tours focused on the impact of women and African Americans in Lincoln's time.
We're a community-centered museum, and so we want to hear from our community about how we can continue to improve the experience and make it better for them. And so absolutely, we intend to continue adding to the app experience and providing more of these deep dives into these untold stories.
The app also acts as an accessibility aid for visitors who are deaf or visually impaired and is free to download. Illinois Farm Bureau President Brian Duncan says new tariffs against China and retaliatory duties against the U.S. could result in a long-term loss of U.S. soybean market share. Duncan says another administrative move to shut down the Agency for International Development has big implications for the ag sector.
The USAID effort, we'll see if that sticks. But yeah, that is significant as a lot of our agricultural goods flow through that program.
The agency also funds a lot of crop research. Duncan says it's likely private businesses would pick up scientific work on major crops, but it might be difficult to find a new home for study of specialty crops. Duncan says he's hopeful the dispute with Canada and Mexico can be resolved without loss of those markets for farm products. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul and 16 other states' attorneys general issued a joint statement condemning Vice President J.D. Vance's remarks on judicial review. The statement emphasized that judges do not control executive power but serve as a check against unconstitutional actions. The attorneys general reaffirmed their commitment to upholding the rule of law and challenging any unlawful executive orders. Learn more at WSIU.org.